And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino. On the line, I have Damone Carter. How are you doing this morning, Damone?
I'm doing all right, Brother Dave. How's it going?
Doing really good. And I'll tell you what, just to let folks out there know, Damone Carter is going to be rapping to us today about a very special arts program, Future Arts Now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if you heard me talking, going on one of my rants, but talking about, especially here in the city of San Jose, we just got word last night that we're losing about 100 or so SJPD officers. The closing of hours of public libraries, not to mention a lot of gang prevention and intervention programs that are coming to an end.
Right.
In the midst of all that, we got a homicide rate that's reaching high numbers. We're at 26 right now for the year of 2011. At this rate, by the end of the year, it's estimated we'll have at least 50 homicides in the city of San Jose, which is unheard of for one of the safest cities
right.
in the United right. States. That's why I'm glad you're on the line today. And I really feel programs like yours are really important. Future Arts Now.
Future
tell
Arts
us about
now.
It. Tell
not,
us.
Not tomorrow, now. Yeah. This is a very crucial summer for the youth in San Jose, like you were saying. Budget cuts all the way around. The youth centers, a lot of them are going to be shutting down. So we all know the situation. But fortunately, Future Arts Now, which is a new initiative that I started along with my man, Bobby V, who was his renowned in the hip-hop dance community.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to give kids an opportunity to come out and have some type of alternative to some of the negative things, like they say, you know, the devil makes work for idle minds. So we want to get them engaged in some productive activity. So what we have is a series of free hip-hop dance classes that are going to be going on at the Seven Trees Community Center, which is over there on Cass Drive. So we'll be out there on Mondays and Wednesdays from 3 to 5. Any youth 11 to 18 is welcome to come down and learn. You just pop on in, and, you know, you may be on America's Best Dance Crew before you know it.
There it is. And, you know, talking with Damone Carter, we go way back. Future Arts Now is a new, relatively new mm-hmm. program, but mm-hmm. you are not new to no. bringing hip hop to kids that need it, to communities that need support right. and activities.
So we've been Bob and myself have been doing a program called Hip Hop 360. We're doing that for about the last 7 years. You know, we've got a new evolution of it. We're going into this thing called Future Arts Now, where we're going to be doing hip-hop dance, but we'll also be doing a lot of other things that I'll probably be coming back on the show and talking about as we get going into the school year. But our whole point is this, is that in other parts of town, other parts of the Silicon Valley where, you know, people are blessed to have a lot of affluence, a lot of wealth, they can put their kids in dance classes for the summer. They can afford to do that. They can afford to put their kids in video production classes and music classes and things like that. So what we're trying to do with Future Arts Now is come back, you know, to where we're from, the east side of San Jose, the south side of San Jose. I'm from the Seven Trees area. We want to give those kids the opportunity to be able to express themselves in art and dance classes and have it be free. That's really important to us. So we're fortunate enough to get a little bit of money from the city of San Jose, which is not easy to do, but we were able to secure some money through their Safe Summer Grants program to run these classes out of the Seven Trees Community Center, which is a brand spanking new community center right on Cass Drive. It's off of Capitol. 3 to 5 every Monday and Wednesday. Any kid 11 to 18, come by, learn how to dance.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Damone, I just got to give you praise for the work that you, along with Bobby V, and all the folks that run with you, dealing with the hip-hop, the work that you are doing. And I just want to share with folks out there, too, is, you know, I was working at one of the schools at your program. The Hip-Hop 360 has been running for years now. And it's the name is Fisher Middle School, Clyde Fisher out there in East San Jose. And, a lot of the youth that I work with out there, they're disconnected. They do already have some kind of gang involvement or a gang mentality already. It's the culture of that neighborhood right there, the Overfelt neighborhood.
Right.
But one thing that I've been noticing over the past couple of years, since Hip Hop 360, since you and your folks been in the school, introducing a lot of these youth to the hip hop, there has been a change of the culture.
And for some of them.
And I know it will trump out some of the identities. And I'll be real quick. I just want to share with you, just to let folks know, man, there's youth out there that I see in their iPods, you know, along with whoever's the latest straight gangster, Norteño Sureño rapper is, they have straight hip-hop beats in there. Mm-hmm. And along with that, they'll start dancing. I've seen it. I've seen dudes that look hard. You know, they got that whole image. But then they'll trying to do windmills and kickflips and stuff like that. And to me, that is the beginning of the change of a culture where, you know, where you're opening up, you're dancing, you're changing. You know what I'm saying?
Where we're changing your definition of cool. So, you know, for a lot of these kids, the definition of cool is to be hard, to put on that thug mask and express themselves through violence against each other and trying to go that route. So all we do is say there's another route to being cool. If you think of yourself as an MC, if you think of yourself as a dancer, chances are you're not going to be getting into this type of mischief that leads to, you know, this escalating homicide rate, which unfortunately has too many kids wrapped up in it. You know, these are young people that are engaging in these and being involved in these homicides. So it's real important that, you know, like they say, it takes a village. It takes all the adults looking out for all the kids and saying, trying to push them in the right direction. And we're just one of those paths. There's a lot of other programs that we're lucky enough to get the Safe Summer money. So, you know, look around, see what's out there for your kid or for kids in your neighborhood. But if you're over there in that Seven Trees area, which I know some of the listeners are, let them know. Monday and Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m., we got expert teachers over at the Seven Trees Community Center that are ready to work with kids and give them just a different avenue, a different way to express that energy. We are all young at one time. We all have that energy. It's got to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And if you can you drop a number? Is there a website? How mm-hmm. can folks get more information about FAN and what other services you may provide in the future or existing already besides this program?
So right now you can check us out on the Silicon Valley Debug website. Silicon Valley is our Debug is our big brother.
All right. Now.
So look for us on the Silicon Valley Debug website. That's SiliconValleyDebug.org. You can also give me a call if you have more questions. You want to know how you can get your knucklehead cousin over in the program. You can hit me up at 408-396-6757. And the hope is that we'll be doing this summer, but we'll also be making it out to your kid's school this coming fall to kind of continue this work and give kids an alternate route.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Damone Carter, I want to thank you for giving us a call this morning, wording us up on this very special program, Future Arts Now.
Now.
Not tomorrow. Not next week. We need it now. And there is an urgency when it comes to our youth providing services for them. I thank you for all the hard work that you, Bobby V, and all the folks out there are doing. And before I let you go, though, is there a shout-out? Is there a message you want to give to, you know, just the folks of San Jose in a whole regarding the violence or just to the youth,
man,
out there? What's something,
man,
you want to get out, brother?
I heard you talking about music in the park and kind of the escalating violence in the city. And all I really have to say is at some point we have to police ourselves. Mm. You know, we rant and rave and talk about how the cops are mistreating us and coming down on us. But at some point, us in the community are going to have to find a way to police ourselves, or we know what's going to happen. You know, there'll be repercussions for all this. There'll be the quote unquote crackdown, and we don't want to see that. I know we're all mature people in the communities out there. Let's work with each other. Let's work with the kids to make sure that we can take care of ourselves, so we don't have to have outside forces coming in and cracking down on the violence.
There it is. You need to drink some Act Right juice.
Exactly. I'll be running around with Act Right juice today.
There it is. Damone Carter, I want to thank you for giving us a call this morning. You have a great morning, brother.
You too, brother.
Oh, yeah. All right, now. You're still tuned in to Block to Block Radio right here on 91.5 FM. KKUP Cupertino. Oh, yeah, now.